Welcome to Mission Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Father David Mowry.
And I'm Eric Nash.
I'm Father David Mowry from Joliet.
I've got a shtick now. I have to stick through the rest of the week with it.
I like it. Exactly. I like it. I like it.
It's a good shtick.
You be you. You beautiful butterfly. You be you.
I did it my
He's a peacock.
Way.
You got to let him fly.
You got to let him fly. Let that bird fly. We're here for minute 53, and we're going to be continuing with Father David and Eric Nash, one from the Watchmen minute and another one not from there. So you figure it out. This minute begins with sass, so much sass, and ends with chimera infected blood. We finally get some chimera.
Yeah.
We're now 53 minutes into the movie, and they actually not explained to our heroes what chimera is.
I've been on tenterhooks all this time. What could it be?
They don't know. We know. We know.
Oh,
what
we
it
know.
Is.
Now we
through,
know.
We know.
Through both foreshadowing and five shadowing, we know what is happening. But these guys don't.
But three shadowing is right out.
Yep. That's not enough. It's not enough shadowing.
Can't get the resolution.
Ethan is David Blaine behind Naya, and there he's going to do some sort of handoff, and poor Luther is running to them with a camera. Again, not planned out well.
But first, the sassometer is going crazy.
Oh, so much sass. So much sass.
Naya is so insulted that, did you do okay? I managed. She spits out at him.
And he told her not to turn around, and she turns around.
Turns around.
So good.
You're not my dad, Ethan Hunt.
Their chemistry is awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
I was reading that Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise playing himself in the movie. Tom Cruise's wife saw Tandy Newton and said, that's who you need to be the love interest in your next movie. And they mm-hmm. had cast her before they had anything else for the movie.
Correct. They are friends.
Yes. From way back.
Still friends. Not Tom Cruise, but Nicole Kidman.
I was blanking on Nicole's name for some
reason. And Tandy Newton are friends.
No, oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. So yeah. So Nicole knows the kind of relationship that Tom would play well with.
Yeah, not her.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. Your relationship. Womp womp. You get sad trombone. Sorry, it happens to everyone. Womp womp. No, that is not true. It doesn't happen to me. I've been married for 20 years.
So what motivates Naya to turn around? Ethan Hunt, super spy extraordinaire, has told her not to turn around.
Gumption. Moxie, chutzpah, you name it. She's just a brassy dame. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
I love.
This dame's got spunk.
She does.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
She's the new Katharine Hepburn.
Yes. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is great.
I think it was to set up that she is not, and we'll see it later in the movie, she's not a damsel in distress. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to be saved. Mm. She said yes to this mission. She understood what was going to happen. She did it anyway, and she's killing it. She has slept with the enemy. She has gained his trust, sort of.
Well.
Yeah, a little. More like gained his thrust. Sorry, Father. Sorry. I had to. That kind of stuff has to come out. It has to. We have fans.
I'm just giving the people what they want, Father.
They want dirty puns. I don't know why.
Oh,
naughty
you
words.
Thing.
Lots of naughty words.
They like words.
You derive no pleasure from it whatsoever.
Nope. None.
Just like Naya.
They're giving each other sass eyes, and Luther walks up and he's just like, hey.
cough. Excuse me. Spy business. Hello. We're on an impossible mission.
Like, I got the meats.
I got the meats.
He's got the meat sweats.
Yeah, he does, that poor guy. He ran about 30 feet.
More exercise than he's done in the last 5 years.
Unfortunately, we keep seeing him get his neck gets thicker every movie.
Oh, yeah. No.
Not a bad way. He's just a big dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he's fat. He is
he's
just a
He's so
big,
winded. As well, he comes huffing and puffing. Later in the, so when he gets back in the van, you would think the IMF agents would have, you know, more basic conditioning.
Yeah, to be an alien. Well, remember, he was disavowed for a long time. So,
but by the time we get to like movie six, he's like, I don't want to say he's twice the size, but he looks like twice the size that he is.
It's
here.
His chest. It keeps getting bigger. And I don't know how that happens. I think he's working out, but only his top half.
Yeah.
And so he's just becoming this like gargantuan dude up on top. And then he probably got bird legs. That's why.
Well, because he's got those bad knees. So he can't looks like really a pigeon. Do much.
He's like a pyramid of a chest. Man.
Yeah. It's why he sits down most of the movies now, because he just, you know, his bad knees.
He would topple right over. He's so top heavy. If he stands up. Wham.
Yeah, he does have bad knees, so I think that is part of the problem. He just kind of staggers into things now, which sucks.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing what he can here. And he's not only is he's hustling in the movie, he's also bringing a comedic beat, which there haven't been many of in the film.
I think Billy was supposed to be him, but we're just feel pity for Billy. So it's not comedic that we're all like, oh.
It's the Jar Jar effect.
What is?
I said he knows that he's not Steve Zahn, so he can't possibly compete.
Man, that would have been so good.
Yeah, it would have been.
What could have been?
Let's keep talking about things that could have been. Oh, that would have been great. Instead, we're stuck with the Billy we have.
Wouldn't it have been great if they'd brought back Emilio Estevez? It's like his twin brother.
What was it? His name was Jax. His name would be like Jim. No, it can't be Jim.
No.
Ooh.
Dax. Ooh. It would have been Dax.
Jack
and Dax. Or Dak, like in Star Wars, Dak.
Dak.
Or about Zach?
Yeah, let's do Zach, not a fake name. Let's do Zach. Dak.
Jack and Zach.
Jack and Zach's much better. Thank you.
That's my one for the week. That's it. I'm done. Goodbye, everyone. I'm leaving.
And then he gives him the camera. He takes the envelope. And then Luther runs back to the van. What is going on with this technology?
Very discreet.
I don't. Very, very discreet. Oh my God, this technology. I'm like, there has to be whatever you had to push it before you leave the van the first time. So that's just already recording. Whatever you put in there will just start recording.
What you don't see in China is the cable that Luther is running from the camera back to the van in order to plug it in.
He's got this
in.
Giant looped cable around his waist. He's like, that's actually not bad.
It's Mission Impossible. He should have had some sort of little device that. He stuck the little card in real quick, and it recorded it back, and then he took it out and ran away with that.
It had like a 1 through 100%. That way, it could like count down, and they could do the same scene
exactly.
And just be like copying. But that's almost the last movie. Remember when the Nautilus gets copied? They're like waiting on it.
Yeah. I think it's just to give Luther a part and something.
How many spy movies are based on downloading something and watching that stupid counter?
All of them.
Like a lot. All modern ones are.
Yeah.
Well, audiences don't go for the laser beam on the metal table hourglass anymore. No, we're so used to progress bars and spinning beach balls and what have you. We accept that as a countdown of doom.
At some point, we're going to get a Mission Impossible film where it's just FaceTiming each other. It's all being done at the computer.
Well, they did. Well, they've done horror movies that way.
Exactly. That's what I mean. That's probably why McQuarrie is able to do 7 and 8 back to back, because it's all going to be on the computer.
Oh, it's just Tom sitting in a chair.
Sitting in a chair.
Exactly. Or maybe using a treadmill, some sort of stationary treadmill so he can run.
Yeah, he has to run in the movies.
Yeah.
Got to have some allowance.
Just put a green screen behind him.
And then they use the proprietary IMF system image capture software.
I love screens. We love screens in this movie.
It looks like it's got a little trademark on the top.
Yeah, it does. I bet Benji worked on this.
I'm sure he did. This was when he was an intern at IMF.
Yeah, this makes me happy to know he was like a tech intern at that point.
Yeah.
And if you look on the right, guys, it's not just confidential. It's highly confidential.
Highly.
Oh.
And the image archive is the property of Biocide Pharmaceuticals. Plus, we put our logo in the bottom right-hand corner.
So in case this gets stolen, you can definitely trail it back to us.
Exactly.
This reminds me of A Few Good Men, his other movie. Remember, I object. I strenuously object. Oh, you strenuously object. It's highly confidential. No, no.
Well, then.
Do you have highly confidential clearance? No, I only have confidential clearance. Well, then you can't come in.
You can't be
double here. Secret probation.
Yeah, BioSite has some dumb confidentiality agreements they have people sign. Well, we know they have no security because Dr. Moon walks out of the front door with both Chimera in his blood and Bellerophon in his bag. Again, he could have carried both in his bag. We talked about that earlier. We don't know why he injected it into himself. There's a whole thing about that. But
Maybe they did see that he had Bellerophon in his bag. Oh, you're taking the antidote home with you, Doc. Good for you. Working at home. You can burn in the midnight oil. You go do you.
But no one checked his bag. No one even looked at him.
No, I'm saying they did. Like, oh, that's fine. You're allowed.
He's fine. He has highly confidential clearance. He's fine.
See, exactly. So this is buffering JPEG images, which means that, so if you look at the lower left-hand corner, we have a counter that ticks up over the course of this. So we have, at least by the end of this minute, around 80, no, I'm sorry, it's about 120 images already. So there are 120 discrete pictures that are being downloaded here.
It's basically a QuickTime movie that they split into frames. I don't know what they did.
Gosh.
Also, whose blood is this? Is this a reenactment? What am I looking at? Am I looking at real stuff? Like it says Chimera infected
blood.
No blood
cells were harmed in the making of this film.
I'll take your word for it. We'll see it in the next minute too, more. But it's like, okay. This looks like a reenactment of us landing on Mars. I can't tell the difference. What are you talking about? What am I looking at here?
The Mars landing was faked by Stanley Kubrick. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows this. These are just facts. We are big flat earthers and no mooners here on
what's a moon?
The moon is
just, it was a space station,
didn't we? Oh, sorry, Jim. Bad news.
Oh, you said Jim O'Kane. I thought you said John McCain. I'm like, what? Yeah, don't tell him either.
Bad news, guys.
Well, they've put this slideshow into movie form, but if each of these is a discrete JPEG image, that means we have images that are just partial wipes, and the transition from the Chimera infecting blood to our friend the sweaty doctor.
Yeah, if you look at second 59, there is a sliver of a picture, kind of like how images of Pamela Anderson used to download, like in like 1997, 98, like really slowly. That's a picture. That is an image of just his forehead. Yeah, technology's dumb.
Well, the other part of this is that in the about second 47, 8 there, I think. Yeah, you see the similar images on the small screen of the camera.
Right.
And with great resolution. Man, oh man. Kodak, I tell you what.
Yeah, that's some crazy resolution for the time.
Also, I don't think there's a way on a camera to forward the pictures like that automatically.
No, no. Well, Luther, he ran the cable from the camera to the van.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're right. He's controlling it right now.
Yeah.
If anything, the van nubbin is in charge of all this. And we see a doctor. We see someone in a vest. Could be a doctor. So,
or maybe it's the guy who stole Ethan's jacket.
Maybe tomorrow. Oh yeah. Maybe Ethan gave that nice man a jacket.
Yes, he did.
He looks warm already. I don't think he needs a jacket. He's very sweaty.
He's got
sweaty.
The shivers, though.
He is very sweaty. Well, he probably ran from the van. Maybe he helped Luther.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Luther has Chimera.
Oh, that's the twist.
Everyone make sure he's okay. Is one of the signs is his neck gets bigger. Is he okay, guys?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where this minute ends. Wraps up nicely.
Yes, it does.
No questions whatsoever.
So this all comes from BioSite.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these pictures for? Are these for investors? Oh, yes, at BioSite, as you can see, we're manufacturing terrible diseases. So our stock options are going to be fantastic.
Yeah, also, who took the photos of the doctor here? Like, I understand later when he's in the bed, obviously they took pictures to document the disease. Who took this picture? Like, they're like, hey, Dimitri, look at me.
Hey, Gradsky.
Yeah. You know it was him. You know it was.
Oh, these are all selfies?
Oh, God, I hope it's
Nikorovich, who took the pictures.
He's doing, like, duck face?
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's like, no, look more sexy.
Nikorovich? Who's that?
The doctor who died at the beginning.
I know, it's my joke, because I never say his name.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I call him Dr.
Dr. Hafar.
Dr. Hafar. Dr. Igar. Ihar. What is it?
Inar.
Dr. Inar. Oh, just like an infected blood sample, the tech of the app has crept its way into our blood system, and we now have to fight it. So everyone put on their plastic pants, and let's go jump on into the tech of the app. Ah, here we are.
That's damp.
It is damp. It's a little too damp. Smells weird, too. Ugh. What is that? Is that a hot dog?
I think it's Chimera.
Ugh, Chimera smells like hot dog, in case you're wondering.
Yep.
Let's do tech of the apps. I'll go first this time. I always do that when there's something easy for me to pick, and I can do it up front before everyone else. Well, there's a couple different things. There's technique of the app, or there's tech of the app. I'm going with the wireless, whatever, Bluetooth. Probably not Bluetooth. The wireless relay between the camera and the Van Nubbin and Luther's little monitor. That's pretty cool for 2000.
Yeah.
And it's fast, relatively, for 2000.
Wow, fast for today. You just get a little bit of buffering at the start of the images coming in, and then it's smooth as silk.
Yeah, my computer doesn't do that, as we know.
In 2018, your computer is lurching. Oh, 2019. What year is it?
2019?
Right? Where am I?
Jonathan's become unstuck in time.
Oh, I have Chimera too. I don't know what time it is.
Chimera had so many symptoms. Oh,
my neck smells like so hot dogs. Thick. Guys, my neck's getting thicker and I can't run anymore.
He's going to be all neck and beard.
Oh. I'm already all beard, so.
Neck beard.
We've tampered in God's domain.
Yeah, what have we done? Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with the cool little headset that that Luther is wearing, because I see all the people here in Houston wear that.
Did you just say Egon?
Egon. I was going to say Egon, yes. Luther is the Egon of the Mission Impossible team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that may be the title.
Yeah. But yeah, because I see all these people driving in their cars and they still use that big headset. I'm like, what is with that? Come on. There's little things. There's Bluetooth. Come on. You don't need that big thing. Same walking into Walmart and they've got like a full-on headset like Luther's. I'm like, no. That's the Mission Impossible stuff right there. So awesome. I'm going with that.
Okay. I like it. Eric.
So this is where I'm going to tell you to go back and rewatch that first minute again in case you forgot what the background looked like for when she's putting the envelope in her pocket. But if you go to second 24, she's putting the envelope out of, or back into or wait, back, she's bringing it out to give to Ethan. And that bench chair is there somehow. technology is the reversing of the shot, is what it is.
Ugh,
that's a good Stuart Baird technique right there.
Oh, I'm so unhappy. That.
Wow,
Eric, you win.
Oh, thank
you.
No.
We don't even need to know what Father David is today. You already win the tech-a-soda, the app-a-weck.
Tech-a-soda the app.
Oh, but I have another great technique.
No, you can do your technique, of course. Of course you can, David. Okay. It just won't win. It has to be a perfect 11 to win.
I thought the space-warping bench was going to preclude any further discussion. yes, well, I have another technique of the app. I mean, it's nothing compared to that, so it's barely worth mentioning. I mean, the technique on display.
All right, then we won't. Let's move on.
No. Ah, stop it.
Move it on.
The technique here is professional courtesy. That that Luther is on a mission, an impossible mission, one might say. But he comes up and he knows he's got to hand this camera off to Ethan. Ethan's in charge. He asks for the camera, but he recognizes that he and Naya, they're having a moment. There's a lot of unspoken relating going on here. And so he's not just going to barge in with a mission. He's just going to clear his throat, be professional, be courteous, and just let them know that he's there, he's ready, whenever they're ready. So I think that professional courtesy is really the technique of the app today.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Perfect. Yes, that was good. Eric just beat you. Just.
Curses. I'll get you next time, Nash.
My father is cursing me? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's not good. Eric, you now have Chimera.
Exactly. That's how it works, you know.
You two have chimera. It's a lot like the movie Thinner.
Yep.
You just get
or Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, chimera. Just walk up somebody and just like brush your hand across their face. Well, this is a great place to end. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
We've done some good work today. Good work.
Good work.
Good work. We're going to do some good work tomorrow, too, in minute 54. But until then, get on your internets, go to Facebook, look up the Impossible Minute Force, or look up the Minute Impossible page. You can find us there. You can link to us. Go to our listeners group, the Impossible Minute Force, and talk to us about this movie. We love talking about it. We also talk about other things sometimes. Sometimes pizza. Who knows? It's all over the place.
Pizza sounds good.
Pizza does sound good. I'm really hungry.
Last week we were talking about alcohol for like half the episode, if not the whole episode. So, you know?
Yeah. Well, we can talk about pizza.
Well, let's wrap this up and go for pizza.
Yeah, let's all go. Oh, we'll go out for pizza. Except Eric, who has chimera. He can't go.
No, I don't want to get that on the pizza, man.
No, chimera pizza is the worst.
That's almost like pineapple pizza.
Oh, don't even start. you've just blown up the whole, we're going to have comments. All right, here we go.
Chimera versus
MinuteImpossible.com. Find us there, download us on YouTube, subscribe and review us. That would be fantastic. Until tomorrow, I have been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I will be Father Maori.
I was Eric.
Yes, he was, because the chimera got him.
Yep, he was. Now he's chimera. He's mush.
Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, so early.
This minute will self-destruct.
I curse you.
Pineapples.
And pineapple.